You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I owe you a big word of thanks because of what you have already accomplished and what we are about to finish up and to be very excited about. I can't wait to tell you. Plus, some breaking news from the confirmation hearing. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I want to touch on something very quickly here at the top of the show. And part of it has to do with the fact that I'm a dad. You know that I'm a dad, and I love being with my children. This weekend we had a very it was a rigorous weekend. The lovely bride had to be in Southern California, her home, because her dearly beloved Grammy went home to be with the Lord, and she had to be gone for a series of days. So for the last 4 or 5 days, I was the man about dad. Was the dad about house, however you put it. Three kids, three different schools, picking them all up, getting them where they needed to go, doing the show, doing my Saturday show, getting to church, doing all the stuff that had to be done. And in the process of doing all of those things that I don't get to normally do, I came away with a real strong reminder of how much I love my kids and how important my children are to me and what they think about me, how much that matters to me. Because if I make a promise to my children, they want me to keep that promise. They need me to keep that promise. It's one of the most important things a child can depend upon is the truthfulness of their mother and father. And if you did not have a truthful mother and father, then you know the truth of that statement well beyond almost anything else you can imagine. So I'm still thinking about this last night as I begin to see the second layer of this circus around Brett Kavanaugh, the judge that has been nominated for the Supreme Court justice opening. He is a church-going, God-fearing, loving father. I don't know him personally, but I know many people who do. And to a person, every single one of them seems to indicate that this man has integrity and character in spades. It oozes out of him. There is nothing about this man that is fake or in any way dishonest. And so this woman who sends this letter evidently last summer sometime to Senator Dianne Feinstein, who after Mr. Kavanaugh has been vetted by the FBI 6 times, 4 times as a high-ranking administration official for the Bush administration, and he had to be re-vetted every time his security clearance was needed to be raised. He was vetted again by the FBI for the federal judgeship that he currently serves in at the D.C. Court of Appeals, and then again for his Supreme Court vetting. And the FBI is good at investigating every kind of episode that you can imagine in someone's past. And there's never been even the hint of sexual wrongdoing or sexual assault or anything like that in Kavanaugh's past. Look, why do people largely believe that Stormy Daniels' story might have some truth to it? Because they can picture that President Trump may not have always been a man of integrity. They can envision that. It's easy to see. Why was Bill Clinton so believable in the Monica Lewinsky affair? because he had raped Juanita Broderick, because he had assaulted Paula Jones, because there was a litany of behavior that was not only the bad behavior, but it was, I can get away with it while still in public office. But Brett Kavanaugh is the opposite of those men in that regard. Faithfully married to the only woman he's ever been married to. Loving father to two small girls. And this strikes very deeply with me because of my bride and daughter. The woman that has made this accusation, that has been in some way enticed to come forward, couldn't even remember the details of the night in question until 30 years later. She never discussed it. If you were going to be assaulted, would you not tell someone, your best girlfriend, your mom, someone, what you had experienced? I pray that your daughter or mine never do. But if we're not fortunate enough to have that happen, if something ever did happen, I would want them to speak immediately. It also appears this woman has some sort of lack of people skills, because in her ratings, in her online professor information at the school that she teaches, students have complained at length about how odd she is. There's also a confusing of the facts. She doesn't know where they were. She doesn't know the time. She doesn't know the date. She doesn't know the location. She had four people that supposedly were in the room when it happened, and then it was suddenly just two, and then suddenly, after not knowing names for 36 years, it was suddenly Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh. She's also a Democratic activist, which means she's given money to Bernie Sanders. She's given money to Active Blue. She is a resistance member. She has signed on to opposing the president's immigration plan, and she actively teaches political science in her psychology classroom in her classes, much to the chagrin of actual psychology students. There is no corroborating evidence. There are no eyewitnesses except the two witnesses that she claims that were in the room that deny anything ever happened. And how do you prove a negative? Friends, what we are seeing today is a dismantling and an assassination of a God-fearing, church-going, loving father who has dedicated his life to the service of the Constitution of the United States. It is wrong. And if the Senate feels like they need to hear from this woman to put this to bed, I'm fine with that. Let her come. Let her have her say. But she needs to be under oath when that takes place, and then he should be allowed to respond. It is shocking that so little substance can be put forward on such an important issue, and the entire Democratic Party acting like he's already guilty, he's already been proven guilty, without a scintilla of evidence. Not a single bit. Not one eyewitness, not any piece of corroboration. It's wrong. Needs to be opposed. Let her have her say. Let him have his. And then take the vote. It's time. All right. Had to get that out there because it's just too important. It's too important. This is why we have elections. This is why I made the difficult decision between voting for someone who I thought was really bad for the country and someone who may not be as nice a person as I would like him to be most of the time, but had better policies. And we have to be truthful about it. We have to tell the truth about everything all the time. So, those of you that have been helping us over the last week with the Bible League Project, good news. We have passed the 50% mark. In fact, I have some pretty incredible news. For the 2,400 Bibles that we are setting out to try to put in people's hands, here's what we need to get across the finish line. We need 19 people that will take the $25 a month challenge, which is $25 a month for the next 12 months. It's a total of $300. Maybe you could do a one-time gift of $300. But if you can't, could you do the $25 a month for 1 year? And if we have 19 of you, just 19 today, go to the phone and make that gift, we will be able to clear all 2,400 Bibles that we already have places for them to go and churches for them to give to the people that live around them, and we're already to do that. We're going to hear more about why in the next few segments. Michael Woolworth's back with me, and glad to have him. But 844-YES-WORD is the number. 844-YESWORD. 1-844-YES-WORD. You can also give online at am570themission.com. And I hope that you will, because we need 19. We just need 19 people. Out of 8,000 churches and all of their members across New York City, we need 19 Christians who will stand up today, be bold, and say, I'm going to do a $25 challenge to help get 60 Bibles into the hands of those who need them. $25 challenge, 60 Bible gift, 19. We hit goal. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YESWORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400. Hi, Kevin McCullough. One of the number one challenges that the church faces today is growth. God created the church to grow, not to flounder and to stagnate, but getting more people through the doors is a real challenge. Last fall, AM 570 The Mission had over 300 pastors and church leaders gather together for a special seminar specifically about growth within the church. This year, we're going even deeper and once again inviting pastors and church leaders to join us on October the 16th at Calvary Baptist Church, New York City, for a special evening summit of Collaborate, Church Growth Reimagined. Hear from dynamic leaders, including keynote speaker Dr. David Ireland of Christ Church and Frank Santora of Faith Church. I'll be moderating a special pastors panel featuring Drew Hyen of Hope Church, Roderick Caesar III of Bethel Gospel Tabernacle, and Steve Malazzo of Bethlehem Assembly of God. $15 tickets are available at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. Join us. Don't miss this important event.
Jerusalem, a city like no other. Richly historical, staggeringly beautiful, a place without time. The crossroads of our faith, the birthplace of Christianity. You're invited to join with others from around the globe to experience Pentecost in Jerusalem in 2020, from May 31st to June 3rd, 2020, at the place where God first poured out His Spirit on planet Earth.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime event to visit the land where Jesus walked, and yours can be transformed.
Experience this extraordinary adventure, May 31st to June 3rd, 2020. Early bird special and group discounts available now at Jerusalem2020.com. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Hear His words. Pray in the upper room. Be inspired and be renewed and transformed, empowered and refocused. Reserve your spot. Register today at Jerusalem2020.com. That's Jerusalem2020.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How you feeling about what you look like in the mirror? Do you not like what you see? Well, you know what? About, 45 days ago, I didn't either. And it's one of the reasons why I said to Dr. Melinda Keller, hey, I know it works. It's been proven to work. You guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. I'm in. Friends, 32 pounds later, people in the office can't keep making remarks about how much weight I've lost and how healthy I look and what a spryer step I have and how my cheekbones look more pronounced because of all of it. Not that I care about much of any of that, but I feel healthier. I know I'm healthier, and I owe it all to Dr. Melinda Keller and the incredible weight loss program that only she has. 718-234-6212 is the number. Call and see for yourself. She will guarantee the results. 718-234-6212. I'm 32 pounds lighter. 718-234-6212 or myfatlossexpert.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you so much for those of you that have been calling in the last few minutes. We told you that this hour is all about the $25 challenge, and I think that's doable by almost everybody that listens to the show. I mean, $25 over the course of 1 month, you do that for 10 months, you're going to supply 60 Bibles for people that need them. And I'm so grateful. I'm so earnestly grateful for the person that has generously decided to make this matching challenge. But friends, that's this hour. 25 times 12 months equals 60 Bibles delivered, and they're going to match every single gift that comes in of that denomination or a multiple of it. So if you do like $300 a month, or $100 a month or whatever, that is a multiple of the $25 a month, they're going to match every dollar given. So please, please, please don't let this be the time you sit back and say, I'm going to listen to more interesting stories from Michael and Kev. No. We want you to listen, but we want you to take action because that's the reason we're doing this. There are people that need what the Bible has to offer. Sometimes it even delivers them from very dangerous circumstances.
In Madagascar, many persons in rainforest practice the witchcraft, but in this church, they have many testimony that the people who practice, who worship idols before, is become believer of Jesus Christ. And right now, they serve God in this church, and they help this church, they help the pastor to make him grow.
Did you hear what that young man said? His name's Hobie or Hobby?
Hobie.
It'd be good if we turned Michael's microphone on. Yeah. His name's Hobie.
Hobie.
And Hobie said in that they were delivered from witchcraft, and now they serve in the church.
Yeah.
Michael, we don't hear stories like that very often in America. First of all, if people are practicing witchcraft, we don't ever talk about that, and they don't admit it. But in this, right. In that culture, right. Where he's from, right. Madagascar, it's more common. But they're practicing witchcraft. The gospel comes into contact with them. They trust Jesus, and now they're following Jesus and they're serving in the church. That's the power of the gospel at work. That's what we're doing with every one of these $25 challenges that are being called in this hour. That's why Bible League does what it does.
Yeah, you know, some of the stories I share, you're like, that's reasonable. Others, you're like, it makes you squint, right?
Yeah,
like,
blink.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you what this man's talking about. Hobie is in Madagascar, the island nation of Africa. I guess we probably know more about Madagascar because DreamWorks did all those
kids'
movies,
that's right.
So, hey,
the funny monkeys or lemurs
stuff.
Or whatever they are.
Good stuff. Hey, he's telling the story about a woman by the name of Lally. Who is Lally? The former village witch doctor in a rainforest village deep in the heart of Madagascar, Africa. Talk about a remote part of the world. Lally lost her husband. She was desperate. She had children. And I can tell you that as the village witch doctor, one that would use what? Sorcery, black magic, voodoo, these sorts of things to give spiritual guidance and protection from evil spirits for families in her part of the world. She was desperate. She actually conceived two children with men she did not know. Why? She turned to prostitution. That was her legacy to this point. But I can tell you, things would change for Lally, who had never heard the name of Jesus, Kevin. She had never heard a gospel presentation until this man, Hobie, the man you just heard about, would come to her rainforest village and confront the folly of witchcraft and present the beauty of the gospel. Now, I can tell you, long story short, when that happened, Lally would come after several weeks of going through Bible League's discipleship program. She would place her faith in Jesus Christ and receive a Malagasy Bible. In fact, this story is about a year and a half old. Last fall, I asked you, would you send a Bible to somebody like Lally? I can tell you she took that Bible and she used it to make much of God and to introduce many to him. Let me tell you what I mean by that. So she had this Malagasy Bible. She begins reading it from day one, Kevin. She comes to Luke 19. The account of Zacchaeus. You know the story. Jesus comes into Jericho,
right.
Encounters Zacchaeus, right? Zacchaeus is a tax collector.
He's a wee little man.
He's a wee little man. Yeah, a small guy like me, right?
Okay. Climbed up in a sycamore tree.
Come on, Kevin, you know
the Lord
text.
He wanted to see.
You know the text, right? Right? In grateful response for new life and a new heart, what does Zacchaeus do? He endeavors to make things right with those that he deceived as a tax collector. And when this woman, Lally, read that text, she knew what she had to do, and she went to dozens of families in Madagascar that she misled through witchcraft, and she urged them to follow Jesus Christ. She showed them the folly of witchcraft. She showed them the beauty of the gospel. And I can tell you, because of her faithful witness, Kevin, 250 people have come to place their faith in Jesus Christ. They're all going through Project Philip right now. They're learning what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to die to self, to live to him. They have a desire for the Malagasy Bible, okay? And they can't get it. There's no bookstores.
And there's 250
there's no drone,
of them. And
250 of them.
When they finish the Project Philip, that's the graduation. They're given a
copy. We promise them a Bible in the Malagasy language,
wow.
Right? An English Bible does you no good. You know, inevitably, when we do these campaigns, somebody will run down to the station with a box of Bibles that's been in the garage or the
basement. We appreciate
that. It
doesn't really help.
Yeah, if you're a Malagasy speaker, an English Bible does you no good. There is a burden with these people to get the Bible. Why? Not merely to grow spiritually themselves, but Kevin, they are turned on to the gospel and they know that Jesus is not to be kept to oneself. They have a burden to take the gospel to the next village. The next village in this rainforest region of Madagascar is a two-day walk. Kevin, they are eager to take the gospel to the next village. Wow. Now if you wonder what the value of one Bible does, this story between Hobie and Lally came down to what? One Bible, one person willing to explain the Bible, and one gracious God willing to bring this woman from the grips of spiritual darkness. And what's the result been? 250 people, half a world away in Madagascar, Africa. You may know something about it because of DreamWorks, maybe not. But I can tell you, these are the kind of stories that we're seeing at Bible League that we're a part of, and listeners that you're a part of. Why? Because it's what God promises. What's he said? Tell us in Isaiah 55, my word will go forth, it will accomplish my purpose. You can bank on that.
Yeah. Friends, if that doesn't just rev your engine, man, come on. Let's not be simply hearers, but doers. And let's activate that doing right now. You've heard us for the last few days talking about the value of these Bibles. And friends, I don't know of a better opportunity to be a great steward, because if you're giving $25 a month this hour, you make that commitment to do the $25 challenge. You're going to send 60 Bibles of your own, and you're going to send 60 Bibles that someone else is going to send. So you're going to turn your 60 Bibles into 120 Bibles because of the generosity of one very faithful and obedient servant as well. Call now. That challenge this hour, $25 a month, that's the challenge. That turns into 60 Bibles. $25 a month turns into 60 Bibles. Do it for 1 year. 844-YES-WORD. That's 844-YESWORD, if it's easier to remember that. If you need the numbers, 844-937-9673. Stay with us.
If you want to be like most people, you could trust someone else to protect your money, investments, and retirement. If you like those large firms that manage thousands of accounts and can't remember your name unless you answer a password question, then this is not for you. At Tradeway, we help you get involved in your investments. Our team will get to know you on a personal level to understand your goals. Then we'll help you learn how to make your own investment decisions and reach those goals. Even if you have no clue where to start, we'll walk you through it. You're not like most people, so Tradeway won't act like most firms. Understanding your investments may seem like a big goal, but small steps can get you there. To learn more, call 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com. Tradeway, big goals, small steps.
Coming to Nyack College, 2 Washington Street in New York City, September 28th and 29th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. And it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's 3 layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus 2 free pillows when you call. Dial 800-506-2641 and use promo code WMCA. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
What if I told you that getting multiple servings of vegetables each day could be really easy? Amanda Williams here from Invite Health to tell you about a new product called Smart Serve. The USDA recommends 3 cups of vegetables per day. But if you're on the go, getting your vegetables can be a lot harder than you think. Each serving of Invite's Smart Serve Vegetable Blend supplies 1 complete USDA serving of green leafy vegetables. That's right, 1 serving and you're done. These Smart Serve capsules are from South Carolina and are organic and non-GMO, free of gluten and starch. Buy 1 bottle of Smart Serve at retail price and you get the 2nd bottle for free, including free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-459-2272 to order now. That's 800-459-2272 or visit invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
This is Dr. Tony Evans. Join me this fall as we journey together to the land of Israel and experience the sights and sounds that we've read about in the Bible. Come and find inspiration, renewal, and hope.
Join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018 from November 7th to the 16th. With gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews, your time in Israel will be rich with spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So grateful to have you here. And friends, those of you picking up the phone and making a gift and calling and helping us take advantage of this matching challenge, it's really, really so encouraging. There are believers right now in places like Jordan and Lebanon and other places in the Mideast
that are going to have Bibles, and they're going to be able to have a vibrant walk with Christ, even in the midst of harsh Muslim persecution. There's places on the African continent where poverty is so great, the idea of even seeing a store where a Bible would be sold is just so beyond the average dream. And yet, the Bible League can get a van in there and can get Bibles to the people that need them. Same thing in the outer regions of China, where the government just this last week announced it's going to get even more aggressive in hunting down and persecuting Christians. Those Christians are just asking for the Bibles all the more. It is just an amazing thing to see the hunger for God's word in these places all over the globe, and the fact that the Bible League has been there for 80 years and is doing this. Now, I was reminded that some of you would like to take advantage of this matching gift challenge that we have this hour, but you don't have like $300 lump sum in your pocket right now. Well, if you break that up, $25 a month over the next 12 months, you'll still be giving $300. If you do that this hour, we'll get that matched. So you give now, you can still multiply your gift, even if you need to do it over a period of time. So please make the call, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Don't let whatever these little common things that pop up into your mind and say, well, I could do it later. No, don't let those things take root. Pay attention to what God is speaking to you now so that you can help the people that are asking for the help now. That's really the goal of what we're dealing with here. Michael Woolworth is with us. He is the broadcast director for the Bible League. And speaking of the Middle East, Michael, some thoughts after we hear from Mr. Ahmed right here.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say, God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
So in the Middle East, the being prepared to walk with them is kind of key to the discipleship issue across the country, across the globe. But in the Middle East, it runs a greater risk. This is a very sensitive region. Muslim-dominant countries don't like Bibles coming in, and yet the need there is as great as it's ever been.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, I'm thankful that Tracy of Elmsford, Miguel of Brooklyn, Kimberly of New York City, and many others getting involved and becoming Bible senders today. We're focused right now on the Middle East as part of our campaign, Till the Whole World Knows. Yeah, we minister in places like Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, places in the news all the time, Kevin. And I won't identify the city where this next story takes us, but I can tell you it's in the country of Jordan, where 95% of those here follow Islam. Nearly all of those are Sunni Muslims. If you're a king, you've got to be a Muslim right now. The current king, Abdullah II, claims to be a direct descendant of Muhammad the prophet. If you're here, you're sort of doing business, living life alongside a lot of the terrorist cells that are harbored here: ISIS, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, many others. Let me tell you the story real quick of a woman by the name of Ruba. Ruba was raised in a strict Muslim home, father an imam. She would read the Quran daily, do her prayers, never understood the need for a savior, okay? Never knew about Jesus, never knew about a gospel presentation. She became a party girl in her 20s, an internet sensation. She would trash Islam and she would embrace Western culture, dress provocatively. And when her father found out, he beat her, broke her jaw, fractured her eye socket. When she was in the hospital, Kevin, a winsome, quiet Christian introduced her to Jesus Christ, invited her to a Bible study. I can tell you that when her father found out about her newfound faith, he beat her again, disowned her. And I can tell you, this woman, Ruba, refuses to keep quiet about Jesus. She's led about 50 people, all former Muslims, to faith in Christ. Some of those were violent. They espouse that holy jihad is perfectly acceptable, to harm people, to kill people in the name of Allah, in the name of religion. But she now embraces the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Kevin, she is a marked person. Her family knows who she is. They know that she is a follower of Jesus Christ. She came through our Project Philip Bible study, and because the gospel has gripped her heart, she's led 50 other people to faith in Jesus. I cannot count on both hands, Kevin, the number of people I've led to Christ, okay? I'm sorry, I can, okay? My wife included. I'm grateful for that. But here is a woman, new in her faith, and yet can't keep quiet about Jesus in Jordan in the Middle East. How many stories are you going to see on the front page of your morning paper? You're going to tune into your cable affiliate and hear Muslims are coming to faith in unprecedented numbers in places like the Middle East. You're not going to hear that there. You're going to hear it on Kevin McCullough Radio. That's why I'm grateful for this time. But I can tell you more than anything, this woman is not praying for an end to the shunning. Again, her family wants nothing to do with her. Not praying for an end to the persecution. She's praying for the Bible in Arabic for these new believers, and you can send it today.
And she's got 50 converts that need Bibles right now. Friends, you could solve that dilemma for a gift of $250. $5 per Bible, and that's going to turn into 100 Bibles because of this matching challenge. Please call right now, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Recently, some longtime listeners to Kevin McCullough Radio told us about how they had a certain budget for an engagement ring. They stopped at multiple jewelers and saw what their money could buy. Then they visited Lord's Diamonds, and with the same budget, they were able to purchase a better quality diamond in a more beautiful setting that they helped design. They could not stop raving about both the ring and how happy they were that they went to Lord's Diamonds. The place for engagement rings is Lord's Diamonds. I've been telling you that for years. That's why I urge you, my friends, family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and our good friend Anu. She's honest, has integrity, good Christian values. I've purchased pieces from Lord's Diamonds, and I urge you to visit them as well. An engagement ring can become a family heirloom, so don't settle. Get a ring you'll love for a lifetime and beyond. Mention Kevin McCullough Radio for up to $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hey, listen, Landmark Capital, my tremendous sponsor, is back at it again. They are offering you a very special gold coin as part of a huge drawing this fall, and I hope that you'll sign up and register and participate now. Back in 1915, the value of money and the value of an ounce of gold was quite different than today. Back then, a loaf of bread cost 7 cents, a gallon of gas was 15 cents, the average home cost $3,200. Woodrow Wilson coined the phrase, "Happy days are here again." Well, now President Trump is committed to making America great again, and opening trade certainly does that. One major example of this was the building of the Panama Canal. The canal was celebrated in the United States in 1915 at the Panama Pacific International Exposition World's Fair held in San Francisco. In making America great, it connected East and West and brought together the economic powerhouses of the world. Well, now we would like to commemorate that coming together of trade being expanded, just like the president is trying to expand trade, and award you a 1915 St. Gaudens gold coin. $20, 1 ounce gold coin worth nearly $2,000 today. It was minted in San Francisco, so it replicates that history and celebrates the expansion of making America great again. For your chance to win, go to am570themission.com. Register online and do so before December 9th. That's when we draw the name. The winner will be decided on December 10th and announced on my show. That's am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We've got such enthusiastic people that listen to this radio station and listen to this broadcast every day and say, God, if you're calling me to give a Bible to someone who needs one, I want to be quick to do that, quick to obey. And I'm just grateful for every one of you that follow that leading. I've said this so many times over the years, but I can never tell you what the right amount is for you to give. I can't do that. What I can encourage you to do is to say, hey, look at the need. Hey, look at the solution, in this case being put forward by Bible League. Look at the opportunity it is to marry that need with that solution, and look at the results, and look at what Bible League has done. And when, it's not often you've got an organization that you can say, you know, for the last 80 years, they've done this faithfully. I would hearken to say you have any friends you could trust for 80 years that, you know, never let you down, kept integrity throughout that. We're just broken, flawed people. We just have, you know, things that go wrong. But for 80 years, Bible League has stood the post. They've shined the light. They've said, you know what, we're going to stand here and we're going to give Bibles out to people that are in need of them, especially if they can't access them in their portions of the world. And that's just encouragement to my own walk, to my own need to understand what faithfulness looks like. So I owe a big debt of thanks, Michael, to Bible League as an organization. And having been able to give and to watch my dollars go to Bibles and to be able to be used in ways that change mm-hmm. people's mm-hmm. life is something that I'm mm-hmm. really grateful for, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the testimony of why we have this matching challenge this hour. I mm-hmm. think that there's someone else who believes everything I just said, and they backed it up by saying, so today, for every person that does the $25 challenge, $25 a month times 12 months, every single person that does that, I'm going to match that dollar for dollar. I'm going to match that Bible for Bible. You do $25 a month times 12 months, you're going to deliver 60 Bibles into people's hands that are so hungry for them right now that they would prefer them almost over everything else in life. Mm-hmm. 844-YES-WORD is the number, 844-937-9673. You can also give online at am570themission.com, 844-937-9673. Michael, we've traveled all over the world over the last few days, and we're going back to the Middle East for this next story. We're going to have you tell the story, but first here's a little bit of what Mahmoud, who is in that story, had to say.
I was born and brought up in a Muslim family. I started reading the Bible not to know the Word of God, but to find out the faults. So when I began to read the Bible, slowly the Word of God inspired me, and it has shown there is no mistakes in the Bible. So I realized that I am a sinner. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ. And also when I completed my studies in the college, I want to have a training there, because most of my community people are perishing by just blind belief, because they don't know the Word of God.
They don't know the Word of God. And he set out, kind of reminds me of Lee Strobel's testimony. He set out to find the faults with Christianity and the Bible, and the Bible convinced him otherwise. Then this happens in Muslim countries.
It is happening around the world, Kevin. Hey, let me tell you the story of Mahmoud. What did he do? Just like you said, he took a Bible from a bold, patient Christian, not because he cherished the Bible, but because what? He wanted to disprove it. This man had been instrumental in starting opening of 15 mosques in his part of the world. I won't identify where he's at, but let's just leave it as he's in the Middle East. You know what happens there, right? It's terror cells, right? ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. If you live here, you're likely a Muslim. If you're a Christian, you're in a very, very small minority. So here's Mahmoud. He takes this Bible, begins to open it. What's he want to do? Find the flaws in Christianity. But God had another plan for this man. He would see that he was a sinner, and there was no other name under heaven by which to be saved except Jesus Christ. Now, I can tell you, long story short, Mahmoud would become a believer, and he would live with the grief, Kevin, of having led many people in his mind into spiritual darkness. Hmm. And this was also a man who espoused that holy jihad was perfectly acceptable. To what? Harm, kill people in the name of Allah and religion. And so this was certainly a man that could be classified as a militant Muslim in the Middle East. And again, he lived with the grief of opening 15 mosques. But I can tell you, he countered that by endeavoring to what? Plant 15 churches throughout the Middle East. Kevin, that was 2 years ago, and if the story sounds familiar, it's because I was here last fall asking you to send 200 Bibles to new believers in Mahmoud's churches, right?
Wow.
I can tell you today, he's 12 churches into that endeavor to open 12 of 15. They're about 75 members each. I can tell you that almost all of them are either a former atheist, former Muslim, some of those militant Muslims, who see in a man, in Mahmoud, a man willing to lay aside comfort and security to bring the gospel to their part of the world. Now, Kevin, when I share his story, and he's a marked man, by the way, I've seen this man, I've met this man, Mahmoud, and he said, those in authority, they know my name, they know what I'm doing, he doesn't know what the week brings, and I think of Matthew 5, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Kevin, as I hear that story, I reflect on my own life here in America. Okay, I live in the greater Chicago area. I don't have to worry if my pastor is going to be dragged out of the pulpit on a Sunday and beat unconscious in the front of our church. Don't have to worry if my church is going to be blown up or something, if I'm going to be on the receiving end of some type of terrorist attack. And I'm not saying that all Muslims are like that. Please, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, this man is laying down everything for the sake of the gospel. How much do we lay down? We're not asked to do a whole lot, are we, in terms of the things that Christians like Mahmoud deals with in the Middle East? He is very humbly asking us here in America to send the Bibles that are both needed and craved in his part of the world.
Hmm.
Kevin, when I talk about Christians in that part of the world, if you can imagine 10 of them, 9 do not have a Bible. One could easily ask, when you hear that type of statistic, how do you hide God's word in your heart if you've never even held it in your hands? So we're not only putting the Bibles into the hands of those on the receiving end, but also into their hearts.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Have you called? 844-YES-WORD, 844-937-9673. Coming right back.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time, I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge. And my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better. And then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION. And we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Skorsky. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 or more pounds in the next 40 days? Look great, feel great, balance your body from the inside out, and get super healthy. Listen to my show, A New You in 40 Days, on Monday nights at 7 on AM 570 WMCA. Hear from my patients who have struggled with their weight and related health issues and how they've overcome them. Join me for A New You in 40 Days on Monday nights at 7 on AM 570 WMCA or go on the web at anewyouin40days.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes, and Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. I'm very excited. I want to say thank you to everybody that has been calling and that is calling to whether you're giving a $25 a month gift for 12 months, that's a $300 gift, or whether you're taking advantage of this match and saying, hey, I'm going to give $1,000 and have all those Bibles be matched, or whether you're, you know, not capable of doing that, but you give $50 out of your pocket because you really understand the value of Scripture, and giving 10 copies to any one of the regions of the world that we've been talking about today, they're just going to impact a lot of people. The Bible League has this number that they have been able to kind of amortize over the time that they've been in ministry, some 80 years. And this is a real number. It's not an exaggeration, and it's not a lowball. It's as close to the actual number as they really believe that they can honestly and with a lot of integrity represent. But 12 people per copy of Scripture that goes out, coming to faith in Jesus over the course of their 80 years, friends. That's just an amazing. That's a mind blowing number. And you had a participation in some of that because you gave Bibles in past years, because you brought the Word of God to them through these very partnerships that we have been doing for so long. You played a role in that. So good on you, and thank you. And to know that we are pressing towards this goal of 2,400 Bibles this year is a great thing. But real quickly, Michael, because we only have a minute left, tell me about this pastor and what happened in his church in Africa.
Nepo is an evangelical pastor. He's in Burundi, Africa. It's a part of the world that I visited earlier this year. He's preaching away one Sunday in a shanty church, Kevin, about 200 people, many of those brand new converts from Islam. All of a sudden, as he's preaching through Ephesians, the door opens. Who is it? It's a group of 20 militant Muslims. They storm for the pulpit. They drag him out the front door. His family sees this, wife, kids, a lot of these new converts. And they beat him unconscious for one reason. Why? He's been quietly and faithfully sharing Jesus with militant Muslims in this small village in Burundi, Africa. He's not been singled out for what he believes, but how he lives out his faith. Kevin, he's praying for Bibles for these new believers.
He's got 200 members of his church. He could use 200 Bibles today. And he's not asking for the government to make his persecution less. He is asking for copies of God's word. What an amazing testimony, friend, and preaching a sermon to me as I'm hearing it. Anyway, 844-YES-WORD. Make the call right now. If you would like to, by the way, supply those Bibles for Nepo's church, 200 times 5, that's what it costs, $1,000. You could supply all the Bibles for that church right now if you could do a $1,000 gift. If three people came forward and did the $25 a month gift, we'd almost be there. That's a $900 gift. But anyway, call right now, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD.